Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 25th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands.
Joe Biden speaks to Americans from the Oval Office and Taoiseach heads to Paris ahead of the Olympics. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, US President Joe Biden says it's time to pass the torch to a new generation in his first address since dropping out of the presidential race. In an address from the Oval Office, Mr. Biden was full of praise for his Vice President Kamala Harris, who's expected to replace him as the Democratic candidate. He says she's been an incredible partner and a leader for the country. Joe Biden says his decision to step back was the best way forward to unite America.
I revere this office. But I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title.
Donald Trump last night held his first public campaign rally since Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. He attacked Kamala Harris, telling crowds in North Carolina she's the most incompetent and far-left vice president in American history. He also went after her boss.
As you know, 3 days ago, we officially defeated the worst president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden. He quit because he was losing so badly in the polls.
To other news, and a multi-agency search will resume this morning for a young boy reported missing at the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. The land, air and sea search has been underway since Tuesday afternoon when it's understood the boy became separated from his family who are holidaying here from overseas. The Garda Water Unit, Coast Guard and RNLI have all been involved in the operation with the assistance of the Rescue 115 helicopter and a drone operated by Clare Civil Defence. The Taoiseach is meeting Team Ireland in Paris later. Simon Harris is travelling to the Olympic Village this morning as 133 Irish athletes prepare for the official opening of the Olympic Games in Paris tomorrow. He's already posted on X congratulating the men's rugby sevens. Dublin taxi driver Raymond Shorten is due back in court today to be sentenced for raping two female passengers on separate dates during the summer of 2022. Earlier this week, the father of seven, with an address at Melrose Crescent, Clondalkin in Dublin, was jailed for 13 years for the sexual abuse of a young girl. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
Just 3 days after being jailed for raping a seven-year-old girl over a decade ago, Raymond Shorten will find himself back before a judge later this morning. He's due to be sentenced for raping two female passengers in his taxi on separate dates in June and August of 2022. At trial, he claimed everything that happened in the back of his taxi was consensual, but the jury didn't believe him and convicted him on all charges. He was supposed to be sentenced on Monday, but the judge adjourned sentencing until today to give him a chance to look over the sentence handed down by his colleague for the historic child abuse offences. Raymond Shorten is due before the court at 10:30.
The Israeli Prime Minister has addressed US Congress, saying America and Israel must stand together. Benjamin Netanyahu's speech in Washington was boycotted by some top Democrats while protesters gathered outside. He said the demonstrators should be ashamed of themselves.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And the Israeli Prime Minister described Joe Biden as a proud Irish-American Zionist in his speech to the US Congress last night. Benjamin Netanyahu thanked both President Biden and Republican candidate Donald Trump for their continued support of Israel. The Israeli leader insisted his country would not pull out of Gaza until Hamas is defeated. Law lecturer at the University of Galway, Larry Donnelly, says it doesn't bode well for a ceasefire.
It was a very, very hawkish speech. From start to finish, beginning on the hostages, but I suppose re-announcing his effort, his intention to stay the course, no matter what Israel's opponents and those critics around the world say, and indeed linking those who are critical of Israel directly to anti-Semitism.
Former government minister and former Fianna Fáil deputy leader Éamon O'Caoimh will not be standing in the next general election. He made the announcement last night, saying he will continue to work as usual in the meantime. Éamon O'Caoimh is the grandson of former Taoiseach Eamon de Valera. Britain's Prince Harry has admitted his legal action against the British press has been a central piece in the tensions with the British royal family. He's been speaking about his cases against a number of publishers in the ITV documentary Tabloids on Trial, which airs tonight. Prince Harry alleges he was the target of illegal information gathering after he won his lawsuit against Mirror Group newspapers. The Prince says he has to fight for justice.
I think everything that's played out has shown people what the truth of the matter is. For me, the mission continues, but it's caused, as you say, part of a rift.
And in sport at the Olympics, Ireland will look to finish top of their group in the men's rugby sevens in Paris today. They face New Zealand from 3:30. Ireland are already guaranteed a quarterfinal spot, courtesy of their wins yesterday over Japan and South Africa. They'll play the 8th seeds if they top Group A, but could face France or Fiji if they finish as runners-up. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.